Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Now, today, I'm going to be talking about empathy, and I want you to take a moment and think about your life and think about your daily grind, your routine, maybe the way you go to work every single day, and think about the hundreds of people that you pass every day, that you brush shoulders with, that you smile at as you pass. Think about the way that you interact with those people. It's weird to kind of contemplate, but you interact with hundreds of people on a daily basis, and you probably don't realize how many people you come in contact with. Now, these interactions are really small moments. They're tiny, and they're seemingly insignificant seconds and moments of your life, and they have no weight, really. You may think they even have no purpose or no real meaning or no significant power in your life. But these small moments all add up to the bigger sum of your life. If you think about it, the small things are really how you spend most of your time. The big moments in our life are often the ones that we remember, but it's the small moments that make up the sum of our life. Creating opportunities and experiences that are missed or abused or hurried or impatient are losing those chances to make important meaning, you know, come out of those small, minute moments of your life. What if you took 5 minutes today to slow down, to appreciate the people and the interactions around you? Take a moment to notice maybe the sad look on a woman's face or the pain in a man's eyes sitting next to you on the subway or on a bus ride or in the car next to you as you're driving. What could your tiny interaction mean to them? You know, we spend our lives waiting for the next big event to happen, the next destination, the next family trip, the next promotion at work, the next big thing. And we're usually unaware of the moments being created around us. Well, for one cab driver, his decision to take a moment to slow down, it changed everything for one woman. And this is a story of patience, of mankind. So this is a story about a New York City taxi driver. And he wrote, this is his own account, that he arrived at an address and he honked the horn. And after waiting for a few minutes, he started honking again. And since this was going to be his last ride of the shift, he thought about for a moment just driving away. But instead, he pulled the car into park, walked up, and knocked on the door. Just a minute, you know, a frail, elderly voice returned. And then he could hear something being dragged across the floor. And after a long pause, the door opened, and a really small woman in her 90s stood before him, and she was wearing a print dress and a hat with a veil pinned in front of it like somebody out of a 1940s movie. And by her side, she was pulling a small nylon suitcase, and the apartment looked as though nobody had lived in it for years. The furniture was all covered with sheets. There were no clocks or anything on the walls, no knickknacks, no nothing. Everything was in boxes and covered up. And she asked if he would be okay with carrying her bag out to the car. He took her bag and then helped her out to the car. And she kept thanking him over and over for his kindness. "It's nothing," he said. "You know, I just try and treat my passengers the way I would want my mother to be treated," which is really sweet, I think. And she turned to him and she said, "Oh, you're such a good boy." And then she gave him the address and said, "Could you drive through downtown, even though it's not the shortest way?" And he said, "Well, you know, it's going to be more expensive. It's not the quickest way to get there." And she said, "Oh, I don't mind. I'm not in a big hurry. I'm on my way to a hospice." And he looked in the rear view and her eyes were glistening. And she said, "I don't have any family left." She continued in a small voice, "My doctor says I don't have very long to live." And then he made a decision that he was going to turn off the meter. And he said, "Okay, well, what route would you like to take?" And for the next 2 hours of his time, he just drove her around the city, and she showed him the building where she had worked as an elevator operator. They drove through the neighborhood where she and her husband had lived when they were newlyweds. She pulled up in front of a furniture warehouse and said that it had been a ballroom where she had gone dancing as a little girl. And sometimes she'd ask me to slow down, or ask the cab driver to slow down in front of a particular building or a corner. And she would just sit and stare at a building and just say nothing at all. And then she suddenly said, "You know what? I'm tired. Let's go now." And so they drove in silence to the address that she had given the taxi driver, and it was a low building. And two orderlies came out to the cab, and they were watching her every single move, because they must have been expecting her to come, and maybe she was later than expected. But she opened up the trunk, took out her suitcase, and they put her in a wheelchair, and she turned to the taxi driver and said, "How much do I owe you?" And he said nothing. And she said, "But you have to make a living." And he said, "You know what? There are other people. It's okay. I'll have other passengers tomorrow." And almost without thinking, he bent down and he gave her a hug. And she held on to him really, really tightly. And she said to him, "You know, you gave this old woman a moment of joy. Thank you so much." And then, you know, she squeezed his hand and, you know, was wheeled away. And he didn't pick up any more passengers that shift. And he just kind of thought for the rest of the day, you know, what if that woman had gotten an angry driver, or one who was impatient to the end of his shift, or one who had refused to take the run, or had honked and then left, you know, and not waited for her to walk out. And he says that he doesn't think there's anything more important that he could have done in his life that helped this sweet woman live out the rest of hers. So I just think that is so sweet, and a good reminder, certainly for me, to kind of think about those interactions that we have with people. You know, I love that saying that you never know what the person next to you is going through, right? We never truly know what everyone's hardships are. So thank you so much for joining us today. I'd love to hear your comments or suggestions, or maybe an inspirational story that you'd love to share with us. Go ahead and send me an email if you'd like at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm going to leave you with today's song, "Abide With Me, 'Tis Eventide" by Greg Hansen.